Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, send that salam. Shabbat Zi Nahas. Shabbat Sinius, Shalom, and Melkam. Melkam Ledeta Tesari. Melkam, beautifully good. Ledet, birth, the earth day of the Son of Man, that man child of Revelation. Revelation Prophecy, chapter 12. Psalm 87, verse 4. This man was born there. Where? Ethiopia. This man was born there. Here, we're at the 130th anniversary. Here, the reason for the season and even this podcast right here for this 41st sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, it corresponds with the 130th anniversary, celebration, remembrance of this significant day in humanity and in prophecy, the birth of the man-child, even that man-child of Revelation. Say, Mr. 5x5, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to do what? To open the book and to loose, right? And to loose the seven seals thereof. Prophecy revealed.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia.
The foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
There's no end to this music, bro. This music you're going to put up in your placard as one of the vehicles that help to free the people from the skin and bondage of oppression. Song of freedom.
right to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
All rise, yes I rise with a star, and this time and season, yes I. Rastafari, this man born there, July 23rd, Ethiopia. So here corresponding with this Shabbat, Shabbat Phineas, some interesting revelations right here, but some basic first degrees right here in this time, this season. Ledeta Tesari, the birth of Tefari. Here the 130th anniversary, 23rd of July, corresponding with this Shabbat, this Sabbath time.
Send it to love. anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being. Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of resting inside your home.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra Bekokvoch Samayin Asgeta Kohulum Ahayin Asaya Meskel Abra Bekokvoch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes, yes, yes. This was paused right here because the rise of the dog star that corresponds to the 23rd of July, the Earth Day, birthday of the Son of Man, that man child born there with Ethiopia. This man was born there. So we have the star right there, and also in Numbers, the previous sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong 40, the 40th, we had Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, where it says that a star right? A star will rise out of Yaakov. So seeing the correspondence, the star, and this day right here, yes, yes, yes. Behold.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Moshiach, the Messiah, the star. We'll get into that breakdown in that bill a little bit more right there. Just working out some things right here on the board. Foundation from birth. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, let me go on with
it. Wayo! Wayo, yo, yo! Raga, raga, wayo!
Playing on the dead string, showing love and kindness, until in I, the brutish man would never know, neither does the fool overstand his law, cause Jah has made us triumph by the work in the barren, work and he thought he's a servant and a friend.
And still it's all the same. Better relax and recline. His majesty said unity and only done all. See no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place we together, man, we call, we high and I go out. Sure. You find your personal life. You feel so different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say, Sembetela, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, oh, Sembetela, oh, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah. ሽመላ ሽመላ አገራችን ኢየሩሳሌም ደና
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God. The Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important? 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 Important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Yes! Yes, Tafari.
Adonai.
Yes,
Adonai.
Yes, yes, Tafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
Bless Beab Ubu Manfat Sadu Adu Amlak Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endured us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Most High.
Rastafari.
Reverend Michael Sambidele, Four Rings International, Universal, Land, Sky and Sea, East, Year and Water. Tonight the glory be unto the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy One of creation. As Jah was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, the world without end.
Rastafari.
Now continue.
Oh, what a glory that we see. Oh, when the ransom host we see. Oh, what a Rastafari band when we reach into Zion. What a glory that we
pretty, pretty face.
far we are going on. Going on to seek in Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, you know, man. It's hot.
I am I one to seek in Rastafari. To look up and just pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the jet, tell all the Gentiles them to come, run, come, look upon your pretty, pretty face. We are going on, going on to seek in Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David, hallelujah.
So this day, here, 23rd of July, here, Gregorian count, 22, 130 years. Now, you say that a gift or offering, like a good gift, is something that maybe you would want for yourself or you wouldn't want to give, or maybe something that, you know, takes something out of you, so to speak, you know what I mean, with a value or some sort of effort, you know what I mean? And here we are in these dog days here, and it's sweltering, you know, but it's also significance of the reason for the season, you know, as above, so below. So here, to give a little reasonment right here, like to give a little reasonment right here, from this particular book here, Catch a Fire. It's by one named Timothy White. I don't know if they did a reprint, they probably have, but it's kind of an old version, because we say that because we know in some of the new versions, some things are added to, and some things are taken out. But this is concerning the life of Bob Marley. Now, it goes into Bob Marley's life, liberty, many different testimonies, so forth and so on. But there's a particular chapter we'd like to note and highlight right here, before we ride up for this 41st sabbatical study for Shabbat. Fi Nahas. Now, Nahas is brass, Nahas, but Nahash is serpent. So here, in this Torah reading and feeding, we have the brazen mouth, one. We have the mouth of the serpent, so to speak. You know what I mean? But the only thing is that Phinehas here, right, the descendant of Aaron, right, son of Eleazar, he had zeal. He acted with zeal from the previous end of the 40th, and here we are in the 41st. So we pick up right here with Yahuwah, with Jehovah, granting to Phinehas because of his righteous zeal. Now, zeal is an interesting thing. The word is even more interesting, as in some cases, some places, this word zeal is translated from the Hebrew as jealousy, right? In other places, it may be brought out and translated as zeal. So one can be, so to speak, zealous, right? Zealous, that's more of a good sense, can be seen as a positive sense or a good sense, well-meaning, maybe even sense, zeal. But then when you say jealous, right, jealous, in the Western Gentile languages, when we hear the word jealous, it has a whole different, you know, context, you know. But his zeal, right, his zeal is, according to the narrative in HaTorah here, his zeal is identified as being just and as being righteous. So here, let's pick up with this right here for a memorial at the 130th. And we're also going to ride it with Psalm 130. Although today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, today's psalm for the 23rd, according to Davidic worship, is Psalm 52. But as the Zionite tribe, you know, significant days of the revelation of that man-child of Christ and his kingly character of Ketamawi Haile Selassie, for example, Coronation Day, according to the number of the anniversary, we like to zoom in and meditate and iditate on the Psalms. And the Psalms are about thanks and praise, to give praise and to meditate, to iditate.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia, 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 with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
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 Yes, 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 yes. It's a little technical difficulty. Want to share this audio here, Lion of Judah, the Lion of Judah audio. Let's see if we can bring it up over here with the eye then before we get into a little brief read from Catch a Fire from the second chapter called Kingdom Come. And we've researched a lot of this over the years and found more, you know, or less, but in many places more information concerning some of what has been gathered together, testimonies concerning the birth of Haile Selassie. Well, the birth of Tafari. We first must begin with the prophecy of this man-child. Actually, as we mentioned over and over again, when we look at the Hebrew, right, look at the Hebrew of Psalm 87, verse 4, where it says this man, the man part, even in the better King James versions of the Bible, the KJV, the man part, interestingly enough, is in italics. Now, people say, okay, so what? Like, so what's the significance of it being in italics? Well, the significance of man being in italics from, like, the linguistics of science, the science of study, of biblical study, you know, the knowledge, science, scientia, the knowledge of biblical study, is that that word is not there when you compare it with what they allege it was translated from. So we look at the Hebrew, and we don't find that sense of this man. Right, but this, you know, so as we go further in the revelation of the prophecy, we recognize that this, referring to that man-child, but also caught up to God, enter his throne, as Revelation chapter 12, which brings the prophetic revelation even more full. So here, we brought it up over here to share just a little bit here before we read a little more.
Today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world.
At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement.
Let's pause right here for a moment. Just something that's just the rhema word, that small, still voice. So it says, this old man. So we also look at the old man or the Ancient of Days aspect of the prophecy, especially concerning the prophet Daniel. But we begin off right here. It begins, as the Moshiach Yeshua says in John's Gospel, Yohanan, John's Gospel chapter 16, you know, a woman with child. And as Revelation chapter 12 also brings that out in the Revelation.
Yes, today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world. At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement. He's learned to trust nobody, except perhaps his dog, and yet he's won the respect of the world, for there's no man alive today whose life has spanned so much. Now, in his old age, he's practically the incarnation of the history of our time. Time began for Haile Selassie in this remote corner of the Horn of Africa in 1892. In London, Queen Victoria had celebrated her Golden Jubilee. In Africa, the colonial powers were carving up the continent. But the world Haile Selassie was to grow up to had not been dreamed of. He was born in a thatched hut and christened Tafari Makonnen. And though he was of Ethiopia's royal blood, his childhood on these hillsides was as carefree as childhood should be. Ethiopia to the world then was not much more than an African fairy tale. In European romance, it was the land of King Solomon's mines, Prester John and the Queen of Sheba, the place called Abyssinia, where the tribe of the Habashan was supposed to live. Only a handful of foreigners had reached its interior and found among its mountains the source of the Blue Nile. The rest was as dark as anything in darkest Africa, hidden by giant mountains from the deadly curiosity of the world. But Europe's romance was Ethiopia's living history. There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago. Its ruins still stand at Aksum, its first capital. And the title of its first rulers, King of Kings, is that of Haile Selassie today. The empire's history since then is a rich confusion of fact and legend. There are still 50,000 people like these in Ethiopia who call themselves Jews of the House of Israel and claim descent from the first Jews out of Arabia 3,000 years ago. They observe the Jewish Sabbath and mark their pottery with the Star of David. Like Haile Selassie's imperial crest, the star crowns the Lion of Judah, the central Ethiopian symbol, begotten from Sheba, who bore a son to King Solomon, and called him Menelik, the first Ethiopian emperor. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today, the elect of God. The echoes of
with
Ethiopia. This man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
This man was born there. And which man was speaking about? The man-child, Tafari, Lij Tafari. So Melkam, Ledeta, Lij Tafari, Lij Tafari. the Man Child's Earth Day, 23rd of July, the rise of the dog star Cyrus, inundation of the Nile Valley from the highlands, Tovia, called Ethiopia, Horn, the Horn of David, the Horn of Africa. So here we have chapter 2. That audio right there from Lion of Judah is very, very interesting. Need to really go through it, you know, piece by piece, you know what I mean? Take some notes and reason, right? Reason on some of the things that I said there. When he said Menelik, for example, became the first emperor. Even the term emperor in the Amharic language, in our language from the Ethiopian Hebrew perspective, is king of kings. Right? So imagine if we start to just say it as it is from the Ethiopian, the true perspective. It's kind of translated, right, in the sense of emperor. But emperor, we trace that all the way back to like Rome, Imperador, and all of that. It doesn't have anything to do with the true tribe, but also the link with the Yehudi, with the Beta Israel, the black Jews of Ethiopia of the East, the black Jews, the Beta Israel of the East, and I, even over here, the Beta Israel, once lost, now found, here in the Americas and the Caribbean. So here, let's touch on this right here. Just checking. Give me one moment right here. A quick prayer. Yes, I, Davidically. Greater David, greater son.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. Conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men. Surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Kingdom come, kingdom come. On July 23rd, 1892, a baby was born in Ijasa Gora, Ethiopia, and was suckled in the fertile highlands of Harare province, some 18 miles from the city of Harar. On that first day, a stern-faced nobleman kept a vigil outside a round house of dried earth and ash with a conical thatched roof of wattle wood, listening for the child's first crackling cries for breath and life. He wore a black bombazine tunic, against which shone a smart sword in a silver sheath. Around his waist was a bandolier of cartridges, an ivory-handled pistol tucked in it at the belly, and upon his head was an Italian-made fedora of stiff black felt. A gun-bearer stood behind him, cradling the man's fine rifle. A gun bearer stood behind him, cradling the man's fine rifle in a scarlet cotton sheath, holding it high above the swirling dust. Farther back from the pier, fanned out in a wide half circle upon the sloping hillock, was a large contingent of soldiers in ceremonial dress, each grasping a loaded carbine. And beyond this mass of men were tight clusters of peasants, prostrate and in prayer. The torrent breeze from the desert carrying the fervently chanted zamas, prayers or chants, into the cool recesses of the house of the Bait. Inside, physicians and servants ministered to the mother under the watchful gaze of priests, clutching long Malwa Mias, prayer sticks. Keeping their heads bowed and their eyes averted, the servants fulfilled all requests quickly and quietly, but with extravagant care, knowing their very lives depended on their serving their mistress well on this momentous occasion. The mother was in the final stages of labor, and as they forced back impulses toward panic, the servants almost failed to hear the sputtering whimpers as the babe emerged from the womb, his tiny body steaming slightly. The awful tension exploded with a shrill brawling from the tawny male infant, and all hands concentrated on preparing the child for inspection by his father. The servant's eyes blurred with tears of relief as he washed him, anointed him with fine oils, and daubed his thin lips with melted blessed butter, and their ears rang with the din of rifle reports as hundreds of guns saluted from every valley and hilltop the nativity of Tafari Mekonnen, of Tefari Mekonnen, son of Governor Ras Mekonnen of Harar, under Menelik, under Emperor King of Kings Menelik II, Dagmawi Menelik, and Mekonnen's wife, Wazero Yeshimabet. This child was believed to be a direct descendant of the biblical King Solomon of Jerusalem and Queen Makeda of Sabo, Sheba, the southern lands of Ethiopia. Indeed, his bloodlines had been traced back to Solomon's grandfather, Jesse, the blackest Jew the world had ever known. For several years, Ras Mekonnen's chaplains and astrologers had been foretelling the infant's birth. Neptune and Pluto, they explained, had started slowly moving toward each other in the year 1399, both planets traveling along the heliocentric line, taking 493 years to intersect. Let's come from the top again right here, this paragraph from Kingdom Come, Catch a Fire, The Life of Balmali, Chapter 2, Kingdom Come. For several years, Ras Mekonnen's chaplains and astrologers had been foretelling the infant's birth. Neptune and Pluto, they explained, had started slowly moving toward each other in the year 1399. Both planets traveled along the heliocentric line, taking 493 years to intersect. The moment would come in July 1892, sparking off radiations from other zodiacal signs that would mystically influence the constellation Leo, which corresponded to the biblical house of Judah, Jacob's fourth son, who was born the same month as recounted in Isaiah. But before this birth, said the seers, there would be a great drought in Ethiopia, beginning in 1889, despite the fact that the country traditionally enjoyed two rainy seasons. The eventual return of the rains would confirm the identity and destiny of the child, as it was written in Isaiah 9 and 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. When all was in readiness, a saddle mule was brought to carry Ras Mekonnen the few yards from where he had been waiting to the front door of the house. He entered, beheld the luminescent babe, and offered a solemn prayer that, unlike all his previous offspring by Yeshimabet, this son might survive his infancy. The priests made similar supplications to ward off demon spirits and Buddha, the human agents of the evil eye, the Buddha Ain, who transformed themselves by night into predatory hyenas. The customarily stiff and taciturn Ras prince murmured a few words of comfort and praise to Yeshimabet, who thanked him meekly. Then he departed on his mule, his retainers and soldiers following close behind him as he headed off in the direction of the walled city of Harar. At some point along the way, he would partake of a celebratory meal of wet, a strongly spiced beef stew, traditionally eaten with the highly absorbent flatbread called injera, and washed down with sweet wine and tela, a robust beer. As Ras Kanan reached the main road leading to Harar, a few raindrops stained his tunic. A servant scurried up alongside his master, deftly covering him with a barnos, a black cloak of fine wool with a cowl for the head that was standard foul weather equipment for the wealthy during the summer rainy season. Deep in contemplation, McConan scarcely noticed either the drizzle or the obsequious gesture. He wondered if this child of his would live to manhood. For what reason had so many others perished in the cradle? Was his own seed cursed by a devil, a czar, dispatched by sorcerers to mock his ambition? Or had corrupt servants poisoned the infants with bad coffee? And if the boy thrived and grew strong, would he succeed where his father had not in securing the emperor's, the king of kings, crown for the house of McConan, for the house of McConan, the Beta McConan? Or was it Exiavia, the sustainer, Elohim's will, God's will, that the son would rise as high as his father, but no higher, in order to teach this proud family the meaning of true humility? Yet, there was no guarantee that the boy would have the governorship, not even as the lineal descendant of Jesse and Solomon and the great-great-grandson of King Sahla Selassie, regional sovereign of Showa province, who had imposed his will upon the powerful Gala peoples, or nowadays the Oromo peoples, made treaties with foreign monarchs like Queen Victoria, and carried on the traditions, responsibilities, and glories of the Solomonic dynasty, as set down in the holiest of Ethiopian books, the Kebra Neges, the Kibra Nagas. This was a land of treachery, deceit, and low deeds in high places, McConan knew, while Dagmawi Menelik II might be his beloved cousin, a man to whom he pledged his undying loyalty, the Empress Etege Taitu. Taitu was a scheming serpent who would stop at nothing to instill one of her own line on the throne when the aging emperor, the aging king of kings, died. If his son would endure, he would have to learn a great deal about the responsibilities of noble birth, obedience, and the art of manipulation. The rain intensified as the governor and his retinue crossed a lush field of Dura, a sudden high wind knifing through the dense sorghum and scattering some guinea fowl that had been hiding among the shorter stalks by the road. The party pulled off into a mango grove to take shelter until the squall died down. still brooding, the prince absently pulled a ripe rose-red mango from a low-hanging branch as his mule passed under it, causing his retainers to gape with shock. It was most uncommon for Ethiopian nobles to perform even the smallest task themselves, especially one so menial as picking fruit. Ras Makinen bit deeply into the custard soft flesh, warm juice spilling out of both corners of his mouth. He was about to gulp down the generous lump of pulp when he felt a strange quivering against his tongue. He spat and examined the fruit in his hand, the remaining half of a large gray worm wiggled out of the mango's creamy yellow center. Makinen slammed the rest of the fruit to the ground in revulsion and spat again, rubbing the inside of his mouth with his cloak. Just then, a violent gush of wind and rain threw back the sheltering mango boles. A thick bolt of lightning lit up the charcoal sky, and in the ghostly flash, it appeared to the prince as if the trees themselves were cowering in alarm, as their seasoned fruit was ripped from their limbs and flung a great distance by the furious blast of the storm. The drought was over. Makinen exulted to himself, but then the prince's mood darkened. Truly, mighty signs and portents were rapidly multiplying on this most curious and fateful birthday, but they were in conflict. The rains had come. The drought was at an end, but the spoiled fruit of the earth and the harsh skeleton fingers of the sky were contrasting omens. Makinen longed to trust completely in the fulfillment of the oracles, but he could not. Instead, he wanted to curse Xavier, curse Elohim, curse God aloud for his cruel uncertainties. Yet, something in him made him hold his tongue. The rain grew heavier, rendering the flimsy shelter of the trees worthless. So the party took to the road again and pressed on to Harar, each of the prince's retainers wearing the same uncertain expression as his master. Here, the first section right here, Catch a Fire, very interesting, Kingdom Come, you know, the Our Father prayer, Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done. So the Kingdom Come, yes, I. So let's look at this right here, you know, what is testified as well as what we have testified in the scripts, yes, I, but with the drought, interesting, the drought before the coming of the Son of Man, and then after the ascension of the Ancient of Days, 74, 75, you know, we have like a drought coming again. The Alpha Omega, he is the Alpha Omega, the Karmawi, the Harawi, S.I. Rastari.
was a great trembling, and the earth shook. The mountain itself was moved by the presence of the Most High, who lived and reigned and ruled.
Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
And here for the 130th anniversary, 130th song right here, give ear right here.
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
The son of Rasmakonin, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Are ye not? Are ye or are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians? That is the question.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Yeah. We have also today's daily psalm, Psalm 52. So the standing psalm right here for this 23rd of July is Psalm 52. So there are these two psalms here. Let's ride up with the daily psalm right here, and look a bit more right here in this season, 130th psalm. So here, 52.
Psalm 52.
Mizmor nun bet lam natseyach maski le David, bevodo eg ha'adomi vayaged le Shaul vayomer lo, ba David el bet Ahimelech.
Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man, O mighty man, O mighty man, O mighty man?
Matit hallel bera'a ha-gibor.
The goodness of God endureth continually.
Chesed el kol hayom.
Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name. For it is good before thy saints, 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 before thy saints,
before thy saints. It is good, it is good. And this psalm here, the daily psalm, Psalm 52, although some curiosity, we can say, let's pick up right here with Psalm 52. So we have Psalm 52, today's daily psalm. One of the themes of today's daily psalm is more Nun Beit, Nun Beit, Psalm 52, Psalm LII. One of the themes Hebraically is an evildoer's doom. Now, it's interesting with the Kingdom Come chapter, right, and the testimony of the birth of the man child, the Son of Man, you know, and his father, right, the father of the man child, the Son of Man. We have Ross McConan as he examined those signs concerning the birth. The drought was over. There was a drought beforehand. Mind's eye now, Psalm 68, as we mentioned before, we get the Psalter here. Let's just scroll over here to Psalm 68. Now, for I now, as Rastafari, it's that fourth verse, you know, that says, by his name, right, that rideth upon the heavens or through the desert, right, by his name, Jah, by his name, Yah, right? But then we also have the verse where it says, he sendeth a plentiful rain. Right, he sends a plentiful rain to confirm his inheritance, right, when it was weary. Right. Here in the from the Hebrew translation to the English, a bounteous, a plentiful rain did thou pour down. O Elohim, a plenteous rain. Geshem, Nidabot, Tanif, Elohim, a plenteous rain. Didst thou pour down. When thine inheritance was weary, thou didst confirm it. Right? Thou didst confirm it. So we have the drought before the birth of Lish Tefari, of Tefari Tefari, of the man child. Then we have the drought being over. So here in Kingdom Come, chapter 2, right, of Catch a Fire, Kingdom Come, the chapter called Kingdom Come, the drought was over. And McConan, right, exalted to himself, but then the prince's mood darkened. So the happiness now after the birth of that man-child of Tefari, the drought was over. So there was a drought beforehand. Truly, mighty signs and portents were rapidly multiplying on this most curious and fateful birthday, the Earth Day of the man-child, July 23rd, 1892. But they were in conflict. Now, there's another book, another document, like to point to it, an INI LOJ reprint. It's known as Witness of the Stars, the reprint LOJ Society. When we first printed and published it, we didn't notice that revelation in the book concerning Rastafari and the birth, right? But when we had reprinted and was looking at one of the reprint, like the, the proof copy, right? As we read through a particular chapter, opening chapter again, we said, Chan, A.W. Bullinger is revealing it. He wrote the book circa 1891 and was published 1892. And he was talking about that very year. There was these heavenly signs, these signs in the heavens, right, circa 1891. And he said that according to all of his study and research, these signs were not seen since the birth of Yeshua HaMashiach, of Jesus Christ, the world called Jesus Christ, according to the scripture, the New Testament, 2,000 years ago, right? And so as we read through that chapter again, we had to write a little something. So we wrote a foreword concerning that chapter and concerning the revelation. I'd like to get that chapter in circulation so one can read over it. And it's a very good book to study. You know, those heavenly signs, as even the scripture points to the heavens, you know, pertaining to certain heavenly signs, as above, so below. So we have this verse right here in Psalm 68, verse 9. They send a plentiful rain to confirm his inheritance. And today's daily psalm, Psalm 52. Right? When you read through it, you begin to say, wait, this is a psalm for the Earth Day? Why is this the psalm for the Earth Day, and what is significance? First thing it reminds me is of the testimony of the man-child, the earthly father, Ross McConan. You know, his particular mood concerning the contrasting signs. The rains had come, the plentiful rain, the drought was at an end. That's a good thing. But the spoiled fruit of the earth, and the harsh skeleton fingers of the sky, these were contrasting omens or contrasting signs. And furthermore, when it testifies that Mekonnen longed to trust completely in the fulfillment of the oracles, right? First principles, even the oracles of Elohim, those fulfillment, but he could not. Instead, he wanted to curse God aloud for its cruel uncertainties. Yet, it's almost like Job. Remember Job? You know, Job gets to the very, like, don't push me. Satan ha Satan, the prosecutor is pushing him. He's coming to that edge, but he doesn't go over. Yet something in him made him hold his tongue, right? Made him hold his tongue, right? The rain grew heavier, rendering the flimsy shelter of the trees worthless, and the party trotted down the road, pressed on to Harar. Even Harar is interesting, because in Hebrew we have Har. Har is mountain, but the older form is Harar, right? The older form of it is Harar. We know that Ethiopia, the rooftop of Africa, mountainous, that whole horn of Africa region right there, So he pressed on, and even the servants also recognized that this birthday, this Earth Day, right? Something about this Earth Day. So putting all these things together, putting both the heavenly testimony that is pointed out even here in Kingdom Come in chapter 2 of Catch a Fire, right, concerning before his birth, the seers, what did the seers saw? They saw that there would be a great drought in Ethiopia. So think about Psalm 68. So Rastaman, I and I cite the elders, show I and I receive by his name Jah, or Rastafari, by his name Yah, he who be, right? Now who he be? Right. And where is he born? Psalm 87, verse 4, with Ethiopia. This man was born there. So there would be a great drought in Ethiopia beginning in 1889, despite the fact that the country traditionally enjoyed two rainy seasons. The eventual return of the rains would confirm the identity and the destiny of the child, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Now, it's interesting because many ones, even many Christians, would apply this verse to Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, right? But what's interesting about this particular verse right there, right, is that this verse actually applies not to the first advent, right, but to the second advent. To both advents, actually. It's like when Yeshua HaMashiach read Isaiah chapter 61 in the synagogue in Nazareth, and then he closed it right at a certain portion of it for the day of vengeance. And we know that in the second advent, that day of vengeance, right, comes into the fulfillment, right? So here in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for to us a child is born. And even others in studying this particular verse, right, not to take away from those who have faith in Jesus Christ, because we have faith in Yeshua HaMashiach as well. However, it doesn't quite fully apply, right? Fully apply. Why? Well, here's why. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And when we study the New Testament scriptures, we also find that the Nazarenes and the first, we say, disciples and the first of the apostles, in their testimony, they were speaking about that return advent and to the throne of David, right? So there was a first part of the prophecy of the Messiah that many of the Yehudi, the Jews, and the Hebrews from even the Old Testament time understood. But it was somewhat as with Mekonnen and the signs that he saw, right, the father of the Son of Man, that man-child saw. They seemed to be in contrast, and therefore there were some uncertainties. Now for I and I, right, they say hindsight, as it were, right, is 2020. For to us, I and I, a child is born. To us, to I and I, a son is given, and the government. The government is speaking about the kingdom. Thy will be done, right, thy kingdom come on earth. Right, the kingdom of David, that prophecy from Old Testament, straight through the New Testament, right, and straight to the second advent, circa 1892. It says his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, I mean, need we go into the selected speeches, right? Or to the word sound spoken to the League of Gentiles, the League of Nations, and to the prophetic fulfillment of that word, how he spoke that word even 5 years, right? The 5 years to the day that return, about the match being struck in Ethiopia where this man was born, but the flames burning Europe, right? And the so-called world war. But they did not listen to the wonderful counselor, right? The mighty God, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, right? The everlasting, the eternal Father. What did Yeshua HaMashiach said? I go to the Father. And he explains to us that second advent, right? And that second coming where we will see him but not see him. But it's the Father, right? As the Son testified of the Father testified of the Son, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Even a theme right here for this 41st sabbatical study concerning Phineas and the covenant of Shalom. But here, before we ride up with the Phineas, you know, Phineas is 41st, and look a bit more even on the first day service, the Sunday service, so looking forward, 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 right? Today's Daily Psalm has a theme of the fate of the wicked, the fate of the ratchet, right? The fate of the wicked and the evildoer's doom. Now, this perfectly corresponds to where Yeshua HaMashiach had read, right, from Isaiah when he was in the synagogue, right, and he went up to do the Aliyah, you know, for the Haftarah. He went up to do the Haftarah, the prophet reading, right, and he went up and he opened the scroll. Where did he open the scroll? He opened the scroll at chapter 61. Let's go here quickly right here on the ear and in the eye, chapter 61. And it said that he read this. We have this in Luke's gospel. The two advents. The two comings, the two advents in one view. The spirit of Ha'adon, Yahuwah, Jehovah is up on me because Yahuwah, Jehovah hath anointed me, anointed I to preach good tidings, true good news, the good tidings to the meek. He has sent me, sent I to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. And the opening of the prison, the opening of the eyes to those who are bound blind. Then he went on to the verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, Jehovah. But then he closed it right there. He closed it, the acceptable year. 1892, the acceptable year. 1930, the acceptable year of Jehovah. But furthermore, it says, now, that first part that Yeshua read, it is known from the study of the scripture of the Hebrew prophecies from Yeshaya, right, to the Brit Chadasha, is to be fulfilled in the second advent of Moshiach, right, of the Messiah, Moshiach ben David, the Messiah, son of David, and the day of vengeance of Eloheinu, and the day of vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn. Look at the events. You can see the events, right? Even the events that led up to the world war, right? These events in the man child, Tafari, Litz Tafari, Dejas Mach Tafari, Ras Tafari, Negus Tafari, upon the throne of great King David, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. So we notice these things when he says the match has been struck in Ethiopia, but the fire will burn Europe. Once laughed into scorn, they mocked that. But yet it came to pass, and even among the Gentiles and the nations, they said, behold, this man is a prophet, and it is true, that prophetic word, and we should have listened to him. But what he prophesied was the day of vengeance of our Elohim. And this is why today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is right and accurate. Psalm 52. An evildoer's doom. Now, the superscription of the psalm is important, as we point out often, because if you read from just the King James Version first verse, right, you know, why boastest thou? Let's go here and open up the King James Version. Hope ones are looking at Psalm 52, or get a chance, when you get a chance, to look at a good copy. And a good copy means before the first verse where it reads, why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. there's a part that reads to the chief musician, Maskil, a psalm of David, when Doeg, the Edomites, came and told Saul, Shaul told Saul, and said to him, David has come to the house of Ahimelech. Ahimelech. Now, in Hebrew, Ahimelech means my brother king. My brother king. Remember what the Torah said? We should have no, you know, king over us who is not from amongst our brother. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians? So what's interesting about this psalm is as we study it, the application, the background of the psalm is plain. There's a person rich and influential, right, who had been abusing his position to work mischief. Did you not hear what the narrative here speaks about with Ethiopia, where the father was concerned about the well-being of his son, the man-child, saying that the land was a land of treachery, deceit, and low deeds in high places, you know, among the royals. Because you have to see that this is what happened also in the house of David, right, in the house of great King David. Mekonnen knew, while Menelik II might be his beloved cousin, a man whom he pledged undying loyalty, the Empress Taitu here, right, some said, was a scheming serpent who would stop at nothing to install one of her own line on the throne when the aging emperor had died. Now, this is interesting because if one really studies the narrative, one can see how it also applies, right, to the Brit HaYishana, to the Hebrew scriptures concerning David. In other words, we're looking at the fingerprint, right? We're looking at the fingerprint, you know, that recognition, right? Pattern recognition. So here it says, in particular, this particular one, right, whether this was Ligiasu or others, as Haile Selassie even testifies in the autobiography, book one, in particular, right, these kind of ones had ruined innocent persons with their slanderous tongue, right? All the slander. Go look about. You see a lot of slander, right, against the King of Kings, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, right, even among ones who should have known and know better. Right, but one of his victims, the victims of this slanderous tongue, foretells, right, of his downfall, right, and the triumph of those he had injured. Right, we could see this in the rise of the man child to the throne of David, to the throne of Jehovah. The ascription identifies the villain here in the Davidic context with Doeg. One named Doeg, right, the Edomite. But most moderns, like modern scholars, they question the accuracy of the heading on the ground that the picture of the man in the psalm does not entirely agree with his character as drawn in 1 Samuel. Should not, however, now in response to that, I and I say, should not, however, some allowance be made for the difference between poetical and prose treatment? Doeg was an important official in Saul's household. That's the household that was ruling before the Davidic household, in Saul's household, and wielded much influence to gain the king's favor for his own advantage. This one, Doeg, he played the role of informer. Uh-oh. Now we know Irema tune right here. He played the role of informer. Informant killing the murder. Oh, Lord. And he committed many brutal murders. Talking about Doeg, the Edomite. He was one of Saul's pastors, one of his shepherds, one of his mighty men. You know what I mean? You know, one of his runners, so to speak. He was, in fact, just the type of vile person that's denounced in the psalm. And this is what the father, Mekonnen, the father, the son of man, is concerned for the man-child's future, right, and that fulfillment, right? Even in His Majesty's own autobiography, we get testimony. So as we put this into reality, right, even the blind eyes, you know, even the blind eyes can see. So here, before we ride up with this Torah reading and feeding, just to give an overview right here, right, for Psalm as a Rhema tune, for Psalm 52 right here, love the fulfillment verse, I will give thee thanks for Iva, O Dekar Le'olam, right? Ki Asita. I will give thee thanks for Iva because thou hast done it, and I will wait for thy name, thy name, thy name. Well, as he says right here, I will wait for thy name. See, it's all about the Hashem, right? It's all about the name, right? Weep not, behold, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, having prevailed to open the book. Yes?
Padamawi, Padamawi.
The whole place is
and I will wait for thy name, the Hashem, for it is good in the presence, before the saints, in the presence of the saints, the Hasidim, yes, Chabarim, Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom, Hasidim. Here, Rhema tune right here. For Psalm 52 here, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, for this 23rd of July, yes, I, Rastafari. Pause, Lady Anne, for the sisters here, rise up the chant. Lady Anne, Sister Carol, and Sister Nance, yes, Informer, Superstar Mix, Star, Shirai.
Hi, I'm Yami Bolo, and you're listening to Big Pin from Trashy Media Crew, large of all Italy crew. Yami Bolo, Salat.
Impressive, impressive.
Miss Infa Marcel, a lady, and you know.
Original mother called Sister Cara.
Original sister, not the original mama.
Hey, come and tell them, lady and such them do, eh?
Please!
A certain boy from me corner informer. A certain boy from me corner informer. Cause he ma fight against me and me lover. Yes, he ma fight against me and me lover. We used to move close, now we move closer. Said it. He me no clock me in a rush killer. Certain boy no love that. I'm go tell me father. He's not a dreadlocks, nor is not a rasta man. He's not a policeman, nor is not a soldier man. It was a infamer, murderer. Say infamer, not the era, murderer. Him and a watching and a peeping, murderer. Say infamer, not the era, murderer. Him and a not chatting, murderer.
We are go put a fire upon the infamer. We are go put a fire upon the infamer. Cause him a fight just to we a rasta. And him a fight just to we a rasta. And so we gone in a the African style. And so we gone in a the African style. Nice. Down in the desert they call it Sahara. I fell in love with this real rasta man. Village he come from, they call it the Congo. Native in town we say I need out. They say we put another fire upon informer. Put a fire upon the informer. He ma fight just to be a rasta. And he ma fight just to be a rasta. If you a farmer, you a producer. If you a burglar, then you a reducer. If you a artist, respect the consumer. But right now you a listen mother culture. Don't you know the one of them are imposter.
Say informer na the era, murderer. Him and a watching and a peeping, murderer. Say informer na the era, murderer. Him and a not chatting, murderer.
Certain guys up on the corner, illin' for the llama. Certain guys on the corner, informer. They say we don't know how. Up on the control mountain. Us in the real land, it's not DJ. Her name is DJ, they must say, hey. Come with this informer, him see the land, and hey. Over rivers and mountains, Cinderella lady, and Nancy DJ, hey. And why you say, the guy, him a go like him a imposter. You know the daughter, them ragga, ragga, ragga. In all the dance we from then corner to corner. And certain guys for the honor informer. Certain guys upon the corner informer. Because down in the West Texas town of El Paso, me fell in love with a Jamaican guy. Nighttime you find me in my Rolls Royce. We driving, driving and driving. See I like street fight. Under culture movement and the lady and boy.
Yes, 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 informer. Go away, the villain here, the character here, against the beloved right here. In today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 52 here for the 23rd of July. We also have the right now, the Rhema psalm, the Psalm 130. We'll ride up with that. Look-o, in the forward. Yes, I. So basically, the informant is like the snitch. So Doeg was a snitch. Oh.
Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Speak righteousness, Selah. Speak righteousness, Selah. Speak righteousness, Selah. Speak righteousness, Selah.
مزمور 51 بكنف 52 لمزمران عليك ادو مايو دويك متو لساول داويت ودا ابي ملك بيت متوال بلو بنقرو جزي يداويت تنهر حيال هوي بكفات لمن تقواد دادال كل جزيس بمتلالف عندبته هات اعتني السبا እንደ ተሳለ መላጭ ሽንገላን አደረክ ከመልካም ይልቅ ክፋትን እድቅንም ከመናገር ይልቅ አመጻን ወደድ የሚያጠፋ ቃልን ሁሉ የሽንገላ ምላስን ወደድ ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያፈርስሃል ከቤትህም ይነቅልሃል ያፈልስሃልም ስርህንም ከሕያዋን ምድር አድቃን አይተው ይፈራሉ በርሱም ይስቃሉ እንዲህም ይላሉ እግዚአብሔርን ረዳቱ ያላደረገ በባለጠግነቱም በብዛት የታመነ በከንቱ ነገርን የበረታ ያ ሰው እንሆ እኔስ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት እንደለመለመ እንደወይራ ዛፍ ነኝ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም በእግዚአብሔር ምሕረት ታመን አድርገህልኛልና ለዘላለም አመሰግናለሁ በቅዱሳንህም ዘንድ መልካም ነውና ስምህን ተስፋ አደርጋለሁ
Psalm 52 Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Psalm 52.
Let me tell you, Mr. Babylon, me not play a dirty game. No more, no more. Revolution must become beast, this time I know be sure. Let me tell you, Mr. Babylon, me not play a dirty game any longer now. A revolution must become beast, this time I and I feel much stronger. Yeah.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
One civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the reign of life.
Let's look away the voice.
Yes. So here for this 41st sabbatical study, Shabbat strong, rise up, the people shall rise up. Proper translation, like a lioness. So we have the twice in numbers. So right here, lioness. Yeah.
Are you ready?
When the roll is all out, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do, and call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. To see if you can walk the walk you tell. Let me give you my word, my voice must be heard. Bravery is the peace of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. A lioness is on the rise. Don't ever have no doubt.
standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, now the story's been told.
Shabbat Shalom and the Melakam, the death of Tafari, the Ledet, the birthday of Tafari, the man child.
Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest inside your home.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. The Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Yes, I'm looking forward after we go through the Aliyot right here for this 41st sabbatical study to get into some more of the signs, the testimonies, the prophecy of the birth of His Majesty, the man-child Tafari. Tafari, Tadamawi, Haile Selassie. Yes, I. So right here, we have Numbers. We pick up with Numbers chapter 25, verse 10. Numbers chapter 29, verse 40. Okay, we have 90 seconds, y'all. Just let ones and ones know who might call in, 515-602-9761. That is 515-602-9761. Certain ones and ones who might have certain telephone companies like T-Mobile. They're T-Mobile and everything. You might get charged, but you go check it out on Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. So right here, about to ride up right here for this 41st sabbatical study. The zeal of Phineas, the zeal of the brazen mouth, right? Look at Phineas, right? We have Numbers chapter 25. We pick up here at fourth book, right? Numbers by Midbar in the wilderness. Numbers chapter 25 from verse 10 to Numbers chapter 29 verse 40. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading. First Kings chapter 18, focus verses, verse 46 to First Kings chapter 19, 21. Then in the Brit Chadash, the Adis Kidan, the New Covenant reading, we have the Epistle to the Romans. Romans chapter 11, focus verses 2 to 32. So what do we have right here? In this 41st sabbatical study here for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong, we have the zeal of Phineas. There's a census of the new generation. So we have a new generation. So 40 years has passed, and all the old heads, the elders, those who Jehovah brought out of Mitzrayim, out of the Egypt or Kemet, might had died in the wilderness over this 40 years of wandering. But there's a new generation. New generation is on the march. The new generation is on the rise. And as the Rastafari elders said to I and I, Jah calls on the youths because they are strong. So we get the census here of a new generation, as we had in the beginning of the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 1, verse 18. Many of the other Israelites, the other camps, the one Westerners, the 70 AD, ISUPK, and others, you know, they use that particular verse there in Numbers chapter 1 to speak about pedigree and whether you're an Israelite because your father is Israelite, so forth and so on. But what's really being explained there is a census, is the army. We could say the host. We have the Lord of hosts, right, in the plural sense. Or we have the host, right, of the rank and file Israelites, those who can trace their descendancy from the sons of Jacob, right, because they would have title in the land, but they will also have to put that work in, right, to drive out the inhabitants. So there is a military, this is like a military census right here. Now, one of the reasons why the old heads, the former generation, seems as though they were kind of mighty men. They were warriors, you know, they were bad men. But when it came in contact with the inhabitants in the land, the Kanaano, the Afro-Canaanites, they punked out and they slandered the land. Mind's eye and eye of black people, the once lost, now found in the Americas and the Caribbean, you know, in our kind of as Elders used to say, nice, nasty. You know, sometimes we look at Africa, yeah, it's nice, and other times we slander, and even slander the land, right? But then we'll go into, you know, the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Well, that is still the land. So they had slandered the land, but moreover, they were scared. They were scared, right? They was talking about how they look like grasshoppers to the other people. Like, how in the world do you know what you look like in other people's eyes? So that's a psychological thing. So, you know, they had a psychosis, and Jah was going to bring them in, the old heads. But the children, here, their children. So even when we look at the previous generations of black people, and it's not to say that there was no good in them, but overall, right, they had tempted, you know, Jehovah. They had murmured, they had bitched and moaned and complained, you know, and even said they want to go back to Mitzrayim, and Jah was going to destroy them if it was not for Moshe, who pleaded and interceded for them, right? So here we get their children. We get a new generation in the census and account. Now they are to do what the forefathers did not do. This is what's the key. And they did that which their forefathers did not do. So they're on the march, this new generation, the youths, like I said, the Israelite youths here, right? They're on the march and they're on the move, right? So the census here comes in chapter 26. In chapter 27, we get the daughters. So that's speaking about the sons right there, you know, the hosts of the fighting mind who are able to go out to war. But then we have these daughters here, the daughters of Zelophehad. Now, the daughters of Zelophehad, right, these five daughters, what's interesting here is that usually, right, that title of the land, right, went to the mind. Now, why was that? Because the mind also had to lay down his life, if necessary, for her, for the land, and for the inhabitants, speaking about for his family, right? So this is why that sense of the fighting men, right? They would have that title, right, and pass on that title to their sons and to their children, right? But they had to put in the work. It reminds me of when it says faith without works. So the old heads, right, they didn't do the work, and their faith wasn't very strong. Their faith was weak. You know what I mean? But their youths, the children, they learn. So hopefully we can learn from the previous generations of even I and I people here in this 400 years. Now, the daughters of Zelophehad, they come forward because their father would have an inheritance, but their father died with that 40-year generation wandering the wilderness. And that land, that title to land, right, that would be for their father or for the sons, would be lost. So they step up. The daughters step up here, and they say, well, what about us? In other words, what about just because our father died, should his name be, like, blotted out in Israel and his inheritance blotted out perpetually, right? We would, they basically offered to be the ones to claim that title according to their argument in honor of their father. But there's something very modern about this. When we talk about misogyny and sexism and even feminism, here we have something that we should not expect to see. Because, yes, women do have land rights and ownership amongst the Hebrews and even in HaTorah. We often point to the virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to verse 31 as an example, but there's plenty of other examples. But here is another example of the daughters of Zelophehad. When they came forward to claim the land because their father died and did not have any sons. Well, they said their father died in his uckery, in his sin, you know, with the rest of that unfaithful generation. So should that inheritance be blotted out? So they receive this inheritance here. Now we have Numbers chapter 27 as well. Joshua is being appointed as Moshe's successor. Right, because of what happened with Moses and Meribah and the strife and, you know, not talking to the rock, talking to the people and striking the rock and all that. So he's going to not enter into the land with the generation. And Joshua would be the new, we could say, the new Harui, right? Harui, when I say Harui in the Ethiopic sense, he will be the chosen. He's the chosen. Now we have in chapter 28, the daily offering. Now chapter 28 is an interesting chapter because it becomes a word sound, even when we give our offerings, not no longer the debtors, but we render the calves, like the bulls of our lips, you know, the calves of our lips. So this area here is very, very important as it comes up often. But it's Numbers chapter 28, we have the daily offerings. In chapter 28, verse 9, the Sabbath offerings. In chapter 28, verse 11, the monthly offerings, like the new moon, monthly offerings. Then in chapter 28, verse 16, offerings at Pesach, Passover. Verse 26, the offerings at the festival of weeks or at harvest, Shavuot, known as Shavuot, or in the New Testament, Pentecost, Pentecoste, the 50 days after Passover. Chapter 29, verse 1, the offerings at the festival of trumpets corresponding to Rosh Hashanah, the new year. Chapter 29, verse 7, offerings on the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Verse 12 in chapter 29, the offerings at the festival of booths, known as Tabernacles or Sukkot. Then we get into the prophet's reading in 1 Kings. In 1 Kings right here we have the drought ends. Isn't this interesting, the drought? July 23rd, 1892, the drought that was in Ethiopia that had started in 1889 or thereabouts had ended in 1892. The drought ends. And here in the Haftarah, right here, for the Earth Day, sabbatical, Earth Day of the man-child of Lich Tafari, we have a correspondence here in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. Should I say verse 41? 41, 41st sabbatical study. Anyway, the drought ends. Then we get in chapter 19, verse 1, Elijah, he flees from Jezebel. What? Yeah, Elijah, he flees from Jezebel, from Jezebel. In 1911, we get Elijah meets Elohim, the true good, the true God, at Horeb. Remember Horeb and Sinai, the two different parts of the same mountain? Yeah. So we get 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19, Elisha becomes Eliyahu, Elijah's disciple. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, let's ride up right here. First things first, according to the order, right? Even the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews here, the first thing we have is the Baraka for the reading of the Torah. Yes, I.
Avila. Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Time to open the door for Eliyahu. For Eliyahu, for Elijah. Rastafari. So here, Baraka, Baraka.
Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Barku et Yahweh Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. And for Iva, bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed are thee, the I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whom praises is due for
blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Le'olam Vayet. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher bekarbenu mebol ha'mayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh noten ha-torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by my light, and I be a testament of the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, and I see forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Haverim. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Salam. 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 For this Shabbat, Shabbat Pin Nahas. Shabbat Sinis. Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. 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 Sema. Rastafari. Rastafari. Hoy. Sema. 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 Shalom, Haverim. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Salam. 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 For this Shabbat, Shabbat Pin Nahas. Shabbat Sinis. Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. 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 Sema. Rastafari. Rastafari. Hoy. Sema. 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 Gevir. Here, here, here. For this 41st sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong. Here, here, here. The first Aliyah. 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 The first Anafora. The first reading, offering up for this Shabbat. Shabbatin Nahas. Shabbat Sinihas. Sin has Sinias. Sinias. This Torah portion reading and feeding. Hebrew Pin has Sin has P mouth Nahas of brass. P pie mouth Nahas. Mouth of brass. Brazen mouth Nahas. Serpent mouth. Here we have first Aliyah. Eshem Ha'ab. Where Habain, where Raha, Kadosh, Yahweh, Echad. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called the Known Numbers. Here, chapter 25, verse 10. For this sabbatical study, this 41st, Hebrew first words right here. Why Dabir Yahweh El Moshe Lemor. And the Yahweh Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Bnei Yisrael while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, in my jealousy, in my jealousy. Why daberi Yahweh el Moshe lemor Pinchas ben el Azar ben Aharon HaKohen Heshiva et hamati me'al bnei Yisrael be'ak an'o et kinati abitoka ulo kliti et bnei Yisrael be'ak inati. Wherefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, my covenant briti of shalom, and he shall have it, and his seed race after him, even the covenant brit of an everlasting kahuna, everlasting kahunet, everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for El Hayu, for his El, his Elohim, true good, true God, and made an atonement, Kippur, Kapar, made an atonement for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. Now, the name of the Israelite that was slain, even, that was slain with the Midianitish woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house, a chief bait among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman, the Isha, was, that was slain, was Cosby, 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 the daughter of Zor. He was head Rosh Ras over a people and of a chief house Beit in Midian. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Cosby, Cosby, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, Rastafari, Hoy, Shema, hear, hear, hear,
fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book. It's called Numbers chapter 26, the new generation of Yisrael numbered. And it came to pass after the plague that Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe and to Elazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, of Aaron the priest, Lemor, saying, take the sum of all the aggregations of Bnei Yisrael from 20 years old and upward throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Yisrael. And Moshe and Elazar HaKohen, the priest, spake with them in the plains of Moab, by Yarden, Jordan, Jordan, near Jericho, Jericho, Lemor, saying, take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upward, as Yahweh Jehovah commanded Moshe, and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, which went forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet. And hear, 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 Shema, give ear right here, for the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah offering up, Anaphora, the second reading, here for this Shabbat, Pinchas, Sendet, Phineas. Here, 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 fourth book of Moshe, Numbers, Numbers chapter 26, here, 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 at verse 5, for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering up, the second Anaphora, Aliyah, here, 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 for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Phineas, Shabbat, Pinchas, And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear right here for the Sheni Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. The second reading and offering up for this Shabbat. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear right here for the Sheni Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. The second reading and offering up for this Shabbat. Pinchas, Shabbat, Sendet, Phineas, Pinchas. Here, the Sheni, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat, Pinchas. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 26. Here, 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 Shema, give ear, 26, Numbers 26, here at verse 5, for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second reading, offering up for this Shabbat, Pinchas. Reuben, Bikor Yisrael, Bnei Reuben, Hanok, Mishpachata, Ha-Hanoki, Le-Falu, Mishpachata, Ha-Palui. Here, 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 for the second reading, the second offering, Anaphora, lifting up. Second Aliyah right here, picking up with Numbers, Numbers chapter 26, here at verse 5. Reuben, Reuven, the eldest son of Yisrael. Reuven, Bikor Yisrael. Reuben, the firstborn of Yisrael. Reuven, Bikor Yisrael. Reuben, the firstborn, the eldest son of Yisrael. The children of Reuven, Hanok, of whom cometh the family of the Hanukites, of Palu, Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Palu, Palu, Eliab, and the sons of Eliab, and Nemuel, and Datan, and Abiram. This is that Datan and Abiram, which were famous in the congregation, the aggregation, who strove against Moshe and against Aharon in the company of Korach, Korah, when they strove against the Yahweh. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah, Korah, when that company died. What time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign, a sign, a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah, the children of Korah, the sons of Korah, died not, died not, died not. 9. The sons of Simeon, of Simeon, after their families of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Yamin, Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Yakin, Jakin, the family of the Jakinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200, the children of God, of Gad, after their families of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggi, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Aro, the family of the Aradites, of Areli, the family of the Arelites. These are the families of the children of Gad, of God, of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Yehuda, of Judah, were Er and Onan. And Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan, in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Yehuda, of Judah, after their families were of Shelah, the family of the Shelanites, of Pharez, the family of the Pharezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zaharites. And the sons of Pharez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Yehuda, of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 66,500. Of the sons of Issachar, Isachar, Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Pua, the family of the Punites, of Yashub, Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, Isachar, Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,300. Of the sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sered, the family of the Saradites, of Elam, the family of the Elonites, of Yahlil, Jahlil, the family of the Jahlilites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families were Manasseh, 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 and Ephraim, Ephraim. Of the sons of Manasseh, Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir begat Gilead. Of Gilead come the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead. Of Jezer, Jezer, the family of the Jezerites. Of Helek, the family of the Helekites. And of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites. And of Shechem, Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. And of Shemida, the family of the Shemidites. And of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. And Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahlah and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, Ephraim, after their families, of Shutelah, the family of the Shutalites, Shutalites, of Becher, the family of the Bakrites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. And these are the sons of Shutelah, of Aran, the family of the Aranites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, after their families. The sons of Binyamin, Benjamin, after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shufam, the family of the Shufamites, of Hufam, the family of the Hufamites, and the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Naaman. Of Ard, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin, after their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan, after their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 84,400. Of the children of Asher, after their families, of Jimna, the family of the Jimnites, of Jesui, the family of the Jesuites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Of the sons of Naphtali, after their families, Jahziel, the family of the Jahzielites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shilim, the family of the Shilimites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,400. These were the numbered of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, 600,000 and 1,730. Here, Shema'ah, give ear right here for the Shalishi, Aliyah, the third Aliyah, third offering up, third reading. Here, Shema'ah, give ear right here for the Shalishi, Aliyah, third Aliyah, third offering up, third reading here for this Shabbat Pinchas. Senbet Phineas. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers chapter 26. Here, Shema'ah, Israel give ear. Numbers 26, verse 52, here for the Shalishi, the third reading, the third Aliyah, third Anaphora offering up for this Shabbat Pinchas, Shabbat Phineas. Vaydaber Yahuwah el Moshe lemor la ele teyachalek haaretz b'nachla b'misapar shemot. And the Yahweh spake to Moses lemor, saying, to these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. According to the number of Shemot. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To everyone shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names, Shemot, of the tribes of their fathers, their patriarchs, they shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of Ha-Lewim, of the Levites, the Lewawion, after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of Ha-Lewim, of the Levites, the Lewawion, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahilites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites. And Kohath begat Amram. And the name of Amram's wife, Isha Eshet, was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi, Levi, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, in Egypt. And she bare to Amram, Aharon, and Moshe.
Aaron and Moses were Miriam and Miriam, their sister. And to Aharon was born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire, listen to Yahweh, before Jehovah. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, because there was no inheritance given them among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, the children of Yisrael. These are they that were numbered by Moshe, Moses, and Eleazar HaKohen, and Eleazar, the priest, who numbered the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, in the plains of Moab, by Yarden, Jordan, near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whom Moshe and Aharon HaKohen and Aaron the priest numbered when they numbered the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, in the Midbar of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahweh Jehovah had said of them, they shall surely die Bamidbar, in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them save except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Yehoshua, Joshua the son of Nun. Hear, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 27, the law of inheritance. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the Shemot, the names of his daughters, Mahla, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood, listening Moshe, before Moses, listening Eleazar HaKohen, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation, the aggregation, by the door, the Patach, HaPatach, of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, saying, our father died in the wilderness. Abinu, our father, died Bamidbar, in the wilderness. And he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Yahweh, in the company of Korah, but died in his own chatiyat, in his own sin, in his own uckery, and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he hath no son. Give to us, to I and I, therefore, a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moshe, Moses, brought their cause, listen to Yahweh, before Jehovah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema, and hear, hear, hear. Shema, 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 Shema. Give ear and hear for the Revi'i, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Reading, Anaphora, offering, offering up for this Shabbat, Tatin, Nachas. Hear, 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 picking up with the fourth book of Moshe. The Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 27, and here, 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 Shema, give ear for the Rabbi Aliyah. Here, picking up with chapter 27, Numbers 27, at verse 6, for the fourth reading, offering up. Aliyah here for this Shabbat Tapin Nachas. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe Leimor, and Yahweh Yahweh spake to Moshe Leimor, saying, Kena benota selafahad, selofahada, dobrota naton, titena lahema achuzata nachlata betok, acheya abiyahema wa ha ebarta eta nachlata avihena lahen. The daughters of selofahad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And thou shalt speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Yisrael, saying, If a man die and have no son, then ye all shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his father's brethren. And if his father have no brethren, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his kinsman that is next to him in of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, a statute of judgment, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe, to prepare for death. Hear, 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 fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers 27, verse 12. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, Get thee up into this Mount Abarim, and see the land which I have given to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered to Mikah, thy people, as Aharon Achika, thy brother, was gathered. For ye all rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation of the aggregation, to sanctify me, sanctify I at the water before their eyes, that is the water of Meribah in Kadesh, in the Midbar, the wilderness of Zin. Yehoshua appointed in Moshe's place. Verse 15. And Moshe spake to the Yahweh Yahweh, saying, Let the Yahweh, the Elohe'el of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, the aggregation, which who may go out before them, and which who may go in before them, and which who may lead them out, and which who may bring them in, that the congregation, the aggregation of Yahweh, of Jehovah, be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, Take thee, Yahoshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is Haruach, the spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of Bnei Yisrael may be obedient. And he shall stand alifnei Eleazar HaKohen, before Eleazar the priest, the Kohen, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim, listener Yahweh, before Jehovah. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the Bnei Yisrael with him, even all the congregation, even all the aggregation. And Moshe did as the Yahweh commanded him, and he took Yahushua, Joshua, and set him, listener Eleazar HaKohen, before Eleazar the Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, and before all the congregation, the aggregation. And he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moshe, by the hand of Moses. 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 Moses.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. And here, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 28, the order of offerings. And here, here, here for the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth offering up, the fifth anaphora for this Shabbat Pinchas, Shabbat Afinchas. Here, here, here. Vayadaberi Yahweh el Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, command the children of Israel and say to them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifice is made by fire, 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 fire. A sweet savor to I shall ye all observe to offer to I in the due season. Eta Bnei Yisrael Amarta Elehem Eta Karabaniya Lachmi Le Ishaya Reyach Nihochi Kisha Merua Le Hakaribaliya Be Moedo. And thou shalt say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which ye all shall offer la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Two lambs of the first year without spot day by day for a continual itinual burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, the boker, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at erev, in the evening. And a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a mincha, a meal offering mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil. It is a continual itinual tamid olah burnt offering, which was ordained in Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire la Yahweh to Jehovah. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of an hin for the one lamb. In the holy place shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured la Yahweh to Jehovah for a drink offering. And the other lamb shalt thou offer at evening, as the mincha, the meal offering of the bokar of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahweh, to Jehovah. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two tenth deals of flour for a mincha, a meal offering mingled with oil, shemen, and the drink offering that sack thereof. This is the burnt offering, the olah of every Shabbat, every Sabbath, besides the continual, the itinual tamid olah, continual burnt offering, and his nesach, his drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months, of your moons, ye all shall offer a burnt offering, La-Yahuwah, to Jehovah, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot, and 3/10 deals of flour for a minka, a meal offering mingled with shemen oil for 1 bullock, and 2/10 deals of flour for a minka, meal offering mingled with shemen with oil for 1 ram, and a several tenth deal of flour mingled with shemen oil for a minka, 2 1 lamb. For a burnt offering, ola of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by Faiya Layawa to Jehovah. And their nesek, nesekim, their drink offerings, shall be half an heen of wine to a bullock, and the third part of an heen to a ram, and a fourth part of an heen to a lamb. This is the ola, burnt offering of every month, of every moon, chodesh, throughout the month, chodashim of the shana of the year. And 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, sin offering, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, shall be offered besides the continual, the itin tamid ola, continual burnt offering, and his nesek, his drink offering, 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 offering.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important? Important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
בחודש הראשון בארבעה עשר יום לחודש פסח For this Shabbat, Pinchas, Shabbat, Finachas, Phineas. Here, 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 fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 28. Here, 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 verse 16. Verse 16, Habarim, for the Sheishi, the sixth reading, the sixth offering up. Here, for this Shabbat, Pinchas, Senbet, Phineas. Here, 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 here. Numbers chapter 28 verse 16, the Sheishi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah. And in the 14th day of the first month, the first moon is the Passover, La Yahuwah of Jehovah. ובחודש הראשון בארבעה עשר יום לחודש פסח ליהוה. And in the 15th day of this month, of this moon, Chodesh, is the feast. Seven days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall be a holy and Ilah, vacation, convocation, call out, I assembly. Ye all shall do no manner of servile work therein. But ye all shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a orla, burnt offering, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be to you without blemish. And their mincha, their meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shemen oil. 3/10 deals shall ye all offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A 7/10 deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And 1 goat for a chatat, a sin offering, to make an kippur, an atonement for you. Ye all shall offer these besides the ola, burnt offering, in the morning, which is for a continual, itinual burnt offering. After this manner, ye all shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It shall be offered besides the continual itinual tamid orlah, continual itinual burnt offering, and his nesek, his drink offering. And on the seventh day, ye all shall have a holy idol of convocation. Ye all shall do no servile work. Also, in the day of the first fruits, when ye all bring a new minkah, a new meal offering, la Yahweh, to Jehovah, after your weeks be out, ye all shall have an idol invocation, holy convocation, called out, set apart, assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work, but ye all shall offer the olah, burnt offering, for a sweet savor, la Yahweh, to Jehovah. Two young bullocks, one ram, seven lambs of the first year, and their minkah, their meal offering of flour mingled with shemen oil. 3/10 deals to one bullock, 2/10 deals to one ram, a 7/10 deal to one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one kid of the goats to make a kippur, an atonement, at one meant for you. Ye all shall offer them, besides a continual itinual burnt offering and his meal offering. They shall be to you without blemish, and their drink offerings. Hear, 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 Shema, give ear. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 29. And in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the first day of the month of the Chodesh, the moon, ye all shall have an holy Ila invocation, called out assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets to you. And ye all shall offer an olai, burnt offering, for a sweet savor, la Yahweh, to Jehovah. One young bullock, one ram, and several lambs of the first year without blemish. And their minkah, their meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shemen. 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the month of the moon, the Chodesh, and his minkah, and the daily olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering, and his minkah, his meal offering, and their drink offerings, according to their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire, la Yahweh, to Jehovah. And ye all shall have on the 10th day of this seventh moon, Chodesh month, and holy Ila invocation. And ye all shall afflict your soul, 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 your psyches. Ye all shall not do any work therein. But ye all shall offer an olah, burnt offering, la Yahweh, to Jehovah, for a sweet savor. One young bullock, one ram, and several lambs of the first year, they shall be to you without blemish. And their minkah, meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shemen oil. 3/10 deals to a bullock, and 2/10 deals to one ram. A 7/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs. One kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offering, and their meal offering of it, and their drink offering. 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 Offering.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening
sacrifice. Yes, offer the words, the calves of our lips, words, sound, power, and incense. Hear, hear, hear. About to write up the first day service. Here, here, coming forward, more reason, man, on this 23rd of July, coming from the seventh day, the Shabbat day, to the first day, blow the trumpet, sound the alarm. Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Yeah!
calling, calling. Yes, I calling, calling, calling.
Calling.
The revelation, the birth of the man child. Here, Sunday service, another common food. Shabuah Tov. Calling. Tune in. YouTube, Rastafari Israelite, starting right now.